Welcome to the Sparkening Podcast.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to take an idea for a social media account and actually putting it into practice. What's up, everybody? What's good? It's good to be back. I have been gone for 2 weeks on vacation, and I'm ready to roll. It's been very uplifting. As I've checked here and there throughout vacation, as I got back home recently, I looked at the numbers for the podcast, and it continues to grow, even though I haven't been able to put anything out for the past 2 weeks. So I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today is going to be a great episode. I'm going to talk about something that is really something that I focus on a lot, whether I'm with clients or doing this for myself. I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of things that I want to put into practice, but I have to weigh the pros and cons and see if I really have the time and if I'm going to be dedicated to it. And more often than not, I'll just kind of jump in and start doing things only to find out that it works or it doesn't work very, very quickly. And that may not be the best method for some. It's worked for me, but I want to talk about just that, how to take an idea that you have for a social media account and actually turn it into something that you care about that can produce not only followers and likes, but real money down the road. I'm going to start with actually giving you an example of my own practice, of something I've done on my own to try to build an idea into a real moneymaker. I'll give you some examples of what's worked and what hasn't worked so that you can get a real idea of how to do this thing right. And I think what is awesome about social media is that you can go from just having an idea, just a nugget of knowledge, just some kind of notion that you think this thing would be cool, and you can actually just start a social media account and start posting content about it. You can become a content creator for just about anything in a number of seconds. And I think that that's really powerful. That's also the reason why there's so much garbage content on the internet. But I know that you're not going to be the person that's going to produce that kind of content. Now, when you have an idea, first of all, it can be very difficult to even come up with these ideas. And a lot of it happens organically. So the number one tip that I could possibly give you is, in your day-to-day life, you're going to have ideas, you're going to have concepts that come into your mind, and you just need to write them down. How often do you actually take out your phone to make a note about something you just learned that you want to remember? We usually tell ourselves, that was so cool, I'm going to remember that for later. But the fact of the matter is, we don't. We don't have that kind of mental capacity. And unless we're some kind of savant or we have a photographic memory, we're not going to remember all these ideas that we have. And it's not even necessarily about being able to go back and look at the note later. Honestly, for me, I've noticed that even if I just write something down one time, I'll remember it then and I won't have to reference it again. It's the simple act of just writing it down helps me remember it. But if I don't do that, I won't remember anything. So when you're trying to come up with ideas for marketing, for whatever, I really highly suggest that you actually write it down. But let's move past that and get more granular into how to take your idea from nothing into an actual successful account. And I'm going to specifically focus on Instagram, but this applies for everything. It's just really easy to do this on Instagram and it scales very well. So I want to show you how to do it in a very easy way from idea to success. I'll give you an example of something that didn't work for me. I tried to craft my personal brand around just marketing, which was great. It was niche. I talked a lot about SEO and social media marketing, and I feel like I helped a lot of people out through that account. It was on my personal account. So the idea was I was going to take my personal account that before that I never used at all, and I was going to turn it into kind of a thought leader account where my face would be the face of the entire profile and all the content would be marketing based. Well, as I kept doing that, I got more followers. I did a lot of experiments. I learned a lot, and ultimately, my engagement continued to go down. When I first started off, I was getting hundreds of likes for each of my posts. The hashtags were really ranking well. Everything seemed to be great. But as time went on, actually Instagram kind of just started demoting me a little bit. People started seeing less of my content. People stopped engaging with my content as much, to the point where I seriously considered stopping with that account altogether. Now, there are multiple things that factor into what's happening there. But ultimately, Instagram's community will decide what they think is valuable and what they don't. And clearly, that was maybe a little bit too niche or too boring for Instagram content. Now, I'll take you down another path of something that's working very well for me currently. I run an account called The Minimal Stoic. If you want to follow, it's at The Minimal Stoic on Instagram. And I basically just take quotes about stoicism. And if you don't know what that is, check out the account at The Minimal Stoic and you'll learn all about it. Very cool concepts. And it's just quotes from famous people in history about stoicism. And it's very simple to make. I just make all the designs in Canva. They take about 5 minutes each, and then I post every night. That idea I got from looking at another account that's similar, and I felt that I could improve upon it. So I took the idea, something that happened organically in my life, I wrote it down, and then I decided, how can I make this better? How can I make this my own? And once I'd done that, I decided I'm going to remain consistent on this posting schedule and be very simplistic in my approach. I'm not going to try to overdo it like I did with my personal account with so much information about marketing. Instead, I wanted to keep it very simple, very minimal. And I stuck to that, and I'm sticking to that now. And I'm seeing great results from that. In the past week and a half, I'm up to, from zero, I'm up to about 800 followers on that account. I haven't really done much. And it's been very rewarding, but it's important to know where you're going from there. And I won't necessarily share everything that I'm going to do, you know, but it's important to know that if you do get some kind of following, what are you actually going to do with it? So the tips that I would take away from that story are, number one, write down the idea, and you're going to be looking for things, ideas in your daily life, things that you are passionate about or that are adjacent to things you're passionate about. Doesn't necessarily have to be your number one most favorite thing, but if it surrounds that space, you're more likely to consistently want to put content out. The second thing is that you need to be consistent in your goal for it. So when you start out with the idea, you need to decide how often you're going to post and what kind of content you're going to post and how you're going to not do too little and not overload it and do too much. The next part here is, once you're actually building the account, you should start to follow relevant accounts, especially on Instagram, if only just to get more inspiration from them. The chances are these big accounts that you're following are very reputable, and so they're going to look at your brand and probably not follow you back. Just because they're a bigger brand than you, you're a smaller brand than them, they're not going to feel the need to reciprocate. But you really are doing this to start building a community around your topic and to learn what's worked for other people in your niche. And once you learn that, you can actually find out ways to do it better. That's how you get creative. You look at it through the lens of, this is what really works for them, this is what could take mine to the level they're at, and then beyond that. You have to really use your skills and your strengths to your advantage here. But connect with, you know, 40 to 50 really high relevancy accounts in your niche and start engaging with their audiences. Comment on the posts of these accounts. Like everything. Get really involved. Get your name out there for your idea that you've turned into an account. And when you do this, this is the best publicity. It's better than buying ads. It's better than buying followers. Buying followers and buying ads is a terrible idea for trying to grow your account. You can do all of this for free. And all you need to do is engage and talk to people, be social on social media. That's all you have to do. And your name will get out there for free. And you'll start seeing the followers come in exponentially more. Maybe one day you'll only get one person. From 50 comments, one person will decide to see your profile from that comment and follow you back. But that one person eventually turns into two, which turns into four, which turns into eight, and so on. It snowballs over time as you put in the effort. So engage with the community around your topic. That idea that you had at first, there are people that care about that thing other than you. And when you create an account for that, especially on Instagram, when you're creating content about that topic, people want it. They just don't know where to find it. And you help them know where to find it by going where they already are and letting them know, this is the same topic that you care about, but here's an even better account for it, a more concentrated, a better, more consistent account for it. So that's kind of how you can build your audience. And then the final thing is, once you have an audience that you've built, you have to know where it's going. Are you going to try to monetize, or is this strictly for helping people? If your goal is only to reach people, as many people as you can to help them, then building your audience is good enough. But it's more likely than not that you're really starting a social media account with the end goal in mind that you want to make money off of it somehow, whether it's through being an influencer or, you know, doing ads or whatever for the platform, whatever the platform allows. So you have to know your end goal. You have to know how you take these followers and convert them into customers. For example, if you run a visual shop on Instagram that does a lot of quotes about family, well, it's very likely you could start an Etsy shop that has quotes engraved on wood, for example, about family. And you could have a website, or you could use the link in the bio to link out to your Etsy shop or to your website that sells those things. And that would be your end goal. And you want to get as many followers as possible because you want them to convert into customers on your website. That's a great business model. So as long as you know where you're going with it, that's really all you need. Hey, this is just a quick reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Sparketing Podcast, you should really go check it out on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It can be found pretty much everywhere. So go ahead and subscribe and help build the show up so I can make more content for you and help you up your social media game exponentially.